Ralph Nader joins us, a world-renowned consumer advocate, the founder of Public Citizen and the author of Only the Super Rich Can Save Us. Mr. Nader, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Ernie.
Well, what do you think about Mr. Cordray getting the job as opposed to Elizabeth Warren?
Well, the bigger issue is that Obama caved again to the Republicans and Wall Street. And that has a wider consequence, because every time he caves like this, the Republicans and the corporatists think they can make him cave on the budget, make him cave on the cuts they want, make him cave on corporate welfare, make him cave on the military contract. So it's a revelation of his weak character. He's not willing, like Lyndon Johnson was and Harry Truman, to dig in and really fight. So that's the overall consequence of what happened yesterday and today when he threw Elizabeth Warren overboard. As far as the Consumer Protection Agency for credit cards and mortgage and payday loans and all the financial shenanigans that this agency is supposed to be cracking down on, she's by far the best qualified person. I've been in Washington for decades. I've never seen someone more qualified, more knowledgeable, more amiable, more determined, more compassionate for families around the country, and more able to communicate in non-political terms the anguish that people are going through around the country, because the financial industry, the banks and the credit card companies and so on, are just having a field day ripping people off with fees and penalties and late termination, this and that. They got them going and coming, and if they object, they lower their credit score, they lower their credit rating. It's like a new serfdom that's operating in the consumer area from these rapacious corporations. So what does he do? He gets this manna from heaven, this Elizabeth Warren, and he lets her swing in the wind for about 8 months out of her office in the Treasury Department, and then he says no. And then he tries to put words in her mouth today at the White House by saying, well, one of her tasks was to find a director, and Obama says he's very glad that she picked Cordray. I mean, just imagine that. And she's standing right next to him. There's no end to this guy's cowardliness. And when you signal cowardliness, except when you're blowing people apart in Afghanistan and Pakistan through drones, when you signal cowardliness on issues that affect tens of millions of Americans who are desperately trying to make ends meet, then you basically turn the country over to the corporations and their Republican allies.
Well, Mr. Nader, what was the point of actually forming this this new agency if it's not going to run the way it was intended?
Well, first of all, it was weakened in its drafting in Congress. It was not as strong as it should have been, given the Wall Street collapse of the U.S. economy and all the corporate crime, looting, and draining of pensions and people's savings. And then these barons in Wall Street come to Washington. They have the gall to say that they got to be bailed out by the same taxpayers who, as consumers and investors, they stole from. So this agency is what we have now. It's not going to get any stronger, but it's got enough enforcement arm that it could really make a difference. And Cordray is a good person. He's not Elizabeth Warren. He can't communicate like she can. But he's a good person, and it's better than Obama hiring another Wall Streeter the way he surrounded himself in the White House with.
There was a letter on May 5th written by 44 Republican senators, and they said that they would block any nominee to head the Bureau unless there were certain changes, one of that being they want a managing board for the Bureau rather than a single director. Now, set me straight on this. If Republicans want less government, less bureaucracy, how would a managing board accomplish that?
That's a good point. In other words, they want five commissioners instead of just one director. Five commissioners with secretaries, with deputies. You're right. Nobody's actually pointed it out that way. They're hypocrites that way. But the reason why they want five is because they want to weaken it, because any agency that's supposed to put law and order to corporate crime, fraud, and abuse that has more than one leader has a lot of bickering. And,
right.
You know, they have splits and they have delays, like the Federal Trade Commission, for example. And so they were trying to cripple it in the process. These Republicans 44 of them in the Senate, as you say, said they won't let anybody get nominated. Just think, that's 44. That's not 50 or 51. Who lets them have that kind of power? Well, it's the Democrats. Because if at the new session in January 2009, the Senate by majority vote could have got rid of the filibuster. And they had 59 votes. They could have got rid of the filibuster and then had 2 years where the Republicans could not tyrannize them from the position of a minority party, which the Republicans have been doing again and again. But so it's really the fault of the Democrats, because they could have got rid of the filibuster and they could have got a lot of things done.
But you know the reasons that that happens is because those kind of things always come back to haunt you.
Well, yeah, but there comes a time, you know, in the country's such serious straits that you take a modest gamble. You say, okay, the people have elected us. We control the House, the Senate, and the White House. We've got to get a lot of things done. If we can't get things done, we're sure going to be a minority sometime in the near future. So you don't have a policy where you sacrifice so much on the grounds that someday you may be a minority. You may want a filibuster.
Mr. Nader, we have a little clip here of Elizabeth Warren talking to Wolf Blitzer on CNN this afternoon. Let's play this clip and see maybe you'd like to comment on it.
And here's we have gotten praise back from everyone, from the American Enterprise Institute to the Consumer Federation of America. They said, wow, that really works. You can cut regulatory burdens at the same time that you can increase value for families. That's what we're here doing day by day by day. What these guys want is to rip the arms and the legs off this agency before it can ever get started. That's all this is about. They can say whatever words they want, but I understand what this fight really is.
So here she's talking to Wolf Blitzer about the chamber's motivations.
The U.S. Chamber of Commerce.
There you are. That's why we wanted her to run the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, because she talks right from her heart, right from her mind. She puts it right on the line. They do want to tear it apart. That's their whole strategy. What's what I call a no-law law. They want to weaken the law so much that the law is still on the books, but it can't have any teeth. It can't get anything done. It can't crack down on corporate crime.
Do you think that progressives are going to stay home in 2012 because of decisions like this by the Obama administration?
Well, they already did in 2010, Molly, and that really hurt the Democrats. A lot of the young stayed home in droves, young voters, and other voters in other ages stayed home compared to 2008. And, you know, people after a while, they're not going to vote for the Republicans if they call themselves liberals and progressives. But they lose the taste, they lose the enthusiasm, and they just stay home. And, you know, our country has a big record of a lot of people staying home. You know, half the people don't vote in presidential campaigns. So in an electoral college situation with close states like Ohio and Pennsylvania, he can lose those states. But, you know, he keeps thinking that all the liberals and progressives, all the people who voted for him have nowhere to go because the Republicans are so crazy. You know, Eric Cantor and all these guys, they're so crazy that they'll never vote for the Republicans. But, and that's true. But the counteract to that is, yeah, but they'll stay home. What I told him in a recent letter, he's very arrogant that way. You know, he caters to the people on the right because he thinks the people behind him have nowhere to go, and he keeps kicking them in the shins and keeps kicking them in the shins. And after a while, people say, "No, I'm not going to vote."
Ralph Nader, world-renowned consumer advocate, the founder of Public Citizen, the author of Only the Super Rich Can Save Us. Mr. Nader, thank you so much for your time tonight. We appreciate it.
Thank you,
sir. You're very welcome. Thanks, Ernie, Molly.